Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of June, we will be exploring the topic, enjoying His peace. June 21, His Pleading. His father came out and began pleading with him. Luke 15, verse 28. I read that Father's Day was started by Sonora Dodd in 1910. After hearing a sermon about Mother's Day, she told her minister that there should be a day to honor fathers. She wanted to honor her father, a Civil War veteran who had been a single parent, raising his 6 children. Originally, Sonora had requested June 5, her father's birthday, as the day of the celebration. But the pastors couldn't arrange it fast enough, so they celebrated it on the third Sunday of June, 1910. The day became a national holiday in 1972 when President Nixon signed it into law. Wikipedia, Sonora Smart Dodd, en.wikipedia.org. I was so blessed to have a godly father. He always supported me without smothering me. He really embodied the best qualities of a human being, and I admire him and will be eternally grateful to God for him. But what does a godly father really look like? Glad you asked. The answer is found in the parable of the prodigal son and the way the father representing God treated both of his sons. The parable was told to answer the Pharisees who grumbled about Jesus receiving sinners. A man had 2 sons. Jesus started the story in Luke 15, verse 11. You know about the younger son who asked for his share of the estate, squandered it, became impoverished, and returned to his father's household. The merciful father embraced him and killed the fattened calf to celebrate the return of the undeserving son. That's how our heavenly father treats us, and Jesus had to die so that he could welcome us back. Back to the story. The older son became angry and didn't want to join the celebration. He didn't agree with his father's acceptance of the prodigal. In response, his father came out and began pleading with him. Luke 15, verse 28. What kind of a father pleads with his complaining son to join the celebration of his brother's return? One who places his love for his children above his own honor. Joel B. Green adds, just as the father had run out to meet his younger son, so again dishonoring himself, he leaves the banquet over which he is host in order to plead with his elder son. Joel B. Green, The Gospel of Luke, 6th edition. Eerdmans, 1997, page 585. This is our Heavenly Father, always welcoming, always pleading. The cross is proof that God loved us more than He loved Himself.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!